My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin takes over corresponding with Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado's scammer Mavis Mills, and the crew takes bets to see if Davin will get a video chat with her. So listen and enjoy.
Before we get to my beloved Belinda, there is another character who's been involved. The lovely Mavis Mills.
Yeah.
Look, Joe lights up.
Well, did.
It's my chick.
Let's recount, because we're getting all these new people, very briefly, who Mavis Mills is. In August of 2012, my beloved Belinda, when she was Agnes, was all of a sudden adding all these dudes to her Facebook page. I'm like, hey man, what gives? Thought you're my one and only. Oh, I was doing that for Mavis Mills, who is my very close, good friend, but she doesn't know how to use the internet. I'm like, well, have I got the guy for you? And that is when I tagged in our own Joe Curry, or as he would be known as, Dick Eldorado.
Yeah.
Dick Eldorado, or Joe Curry, if you will, and Mavis Mills, Agnes's/Belinda's good friend, sort of had a torrid relationship filled with lousy poetry, leeches, injuries, and Dick Eldorado talking all the time to his cat, Mr. Whiskers. Now,
not a euphemism.
Unfortunately, funny. Out of the barrel you go.
Thank you, sir.
Unfortunately, in January, Mavis Mills sent an email to Joe. Joe never got this email. Mavis Mills reached out to me and said, how is Dick Eldorado? I'm like, well, he's going through a hard time. It's like, oh, I sent him this email where I came clean and everything, and he never responded. And then I decided that perhaps I should take over and use this as an opportunity, because we know, well, we don't know, we're pretty darn sure, Mavis Mills, Belinda/Agnes/whoever she wants to be, they are working in cahoots.
Of course.
And both their stories are the same, where they were just looking for love and posed as non-black girls, but were afraid of the racist hate they would receive.
Yes.
So Mavis and I have been talking back and forth, on and off. And my goal has been, and I have wagers with people, you can recount everybody the wagers with, to get Mavis Mills on a video chat, much like I did with Belinda and the man who scammed, who is working with Belinda. And once again, the Den Pen, the Denish, they have doubted the pimp hand of Davin. So that is fake Davin. So that is what I've been working towards. So who's on the hook for what?
Well, if fake Davin gets this chat with Mavis.
Video chat.
Video chat, important. I owe him another $20, because he got the $20 out of me, because he got the video chat with Belinda in the first place. And we were all like, holy shit. So I would owe him $20. Godelay would have to eat 2 Scotch Bonnets.
Well, he's already eaten one.
Oh, this would be number 2.
Yes, and it's on our site. It's on davinsden.com. You go to the videos. Godelay is a man of honor, and it's quite the funny video. I suggest you check that out.
Morgane would have to down some fish sauce, because we won't even talk about why she won't have.
And I'll be seeing Morgane in a few weeks, and she said I have to bring my own fish sauce.
Okay.
And
we will not.
That laugh.
Funny sidebar. My wife goes to me, we got half a block of Velveeta. Do you think Joe wants it? I'm like, I think he had enough.
Take yourself some macaroni and cheese, folks. Enjoy.
You're not a liquid gold digger.
No. It's liquid vomit.
It's usually the form it takes, Joe. Nobody ever puked a cinder block.
And Tom would be going double or nothing on the hot sauce.
Now, Morgane also has dog food for lying, because she got fish sauce because hot sauce wasn't good enough. She liked it, and she gets dog food for lying.
Right, and also our opportunity to see Tom actually got canceled, but happened to be reappeared again, rescheduled again.
So interesting.
So if I want to be able to video this for our fans, I need to get my act together and get this Mavis Mills on video chat so Joe and I can enjoy Trucker Tom's pain.
Right.
And myself and Larry DeFelice, who's been a contributor to the show, can enjoy Morgane's pain. So the impetus is on me to perform. So you can imagine how thrilled I was when Mavis pops up. Shall we go?
Oh, yes.
All right. And this is why I didn't want to do it last week, because I felt Joe needed to be here because we're talking about his
Tom,
chick.
Hold on to your hat, and don't forget, we are coming to town now. The date got picked up again.
We are going to town. He's so good. He's driving 90 miles to see us. You got to love that about Tom.
Oh, he rules. He's a good dude.
Yeah. And, you know, you have to one of the things that was really great that you held off on until Joe was here to enjoy this, we got to see that beaming look on his face.
Joe mentioned his girl. Joe likes to mock me and my feelings for Belinda. But when you talk about Mavis Mills, it lights up his day.
She's my chick.
Yeah. It's like an imaginary Tommy Lama finger was in him right at that moment.
Look, I sit here every week, day in and day out, and I go to him, oh, you're getting emotional. You do get a connection.
Yeah.
Where even though we know what it is, it's still like another guy, like you adolescence again, like when you had girls over the house, and it's like, oh, I was talking to Sue. Hey, man, I like her, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you're chatting, and even though this is nonsense.
Yeah, of course.
I just still get that thing, you know, you guys chatting with my chick.
Yeah. Mavis Mills, February 26th, 2013. She asked how I'm doing. She asked, how is everyone? Now, remember, I'm not letting her talk to Richard.
Right.
If she wants to talk to Richard, she's got to go through me
and
on video
said,
chat.
How is everyone?
Everyone. I go, do you mean Belinda and Richard? She goes, yeah. I go, I video chatted with Belinda last week, in case she doesn't know what the crew's little developments.
Yes,
and she seemed to be well. Richard seems a bit withdrawn and talks of Mr. Whiskers more than usual.
And life is imitating art, let me tell you.
Wow.
Life is imitating art.
I'm sorry, that's really funny.
That's what I do.
Well, sometimes.
It's just like, you know, that no matter how they're like obsessed with something, and no matter how you try to steer the conversation away from this one thing they keep harping on, they find a way to work it into every conversation. Oh,
yeah. She asked, does he ask of me? I said, Mavis, if you want to speak with Richard yourself, we can make that happen. I told you what you need to do. When you have time, we will video chat. If all goes well, I will talk to Richard about giving you another chance. Nothing has changed in that regard. She goes, but does he know I told you? He knows. I go, he knows what you emailed him.
Hold on. Can I interrupt one sec? If we do it, we have to get Maui, and I have to hold Maui while we do
it. The cat makes a cameo. Yeah.
Got to hold Maui through
the
whole thing.
The cat is,
like,
clawing to get away from you.
Adam's helping you. Go 2 more minutes.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.